Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
I'm Chi Amon.
And you are with...
The Mountain Acoustics Luthier Invitational.
And it is this weekend.
It is at the town center.
It's really exciting. How's the planning going?
It's sort of taken its own wings. Mm-hmm. That's what we like, when things take off on their own and people are coming up with their own ideas. Hey, you could do this next year and do it this way. So we love it when the community at large gets engaged with an idea like this.
Yeah. Give us a rundown again. What it's going to be.
Well, first of all, people don't understand what a luthier is.
What is a luthier?
And a luthier is someone that hand makes wooden stringed instruments. So that includes guitars, mandolins, ukuleles, banjos, dulcimers, violins, harps, cellos, etc.
Yeah. So that's what a luthier does. They create?
They create them, although sometimes, like myself, I have luthiers build instruments, and I say, this is how I'd like it to be. Mm-hmm. But most luthiers build their own things, and then some take them to shows. Very few do. Some people just sell them to their friends. It's a very broad scope, and we are the only luthier show in the United States, or actually North America, that allows all types of instruments that are wood. Most of them are guitars or just violins.
Kind of focused.
Yeah, or guitars and mandolins, maybe a few mandolins, but not many. So we looked at all that and said, what can we do different?
Yeah. What are we going to see this weekend in Burns?
We have actually 31 luthiers represented. We do have a harp builder. We have two violin builders, and one of them is from Burnsville, David Chandler. Right. Obviously, lots of guitars and mandolins. I know we have a couple of ukulele builders. I know that Luthiers for a Cause, which specializes in giving ukuleles to terminally ill kids, they're going to have quite a few ukuleles and even introduction to ukulele class.
Oh, really?
You know, beginning ukulele insanity. and if you don't have a ukulele, we'll have some ukuleles there that people could come. And I think that's probably going to be a very fun class.
I'd say that would be fun.
I mean, ukulele, you hold it and it makes you smile.
Yeah, no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what.
And I would say there's something for the entire family.
Well, it absolutely is, because, I mean, if you're just into craftsmanship, it doesn't matter whether it's a cabinet, which we saw this weekend. It's amazing what people can do with wood. Somebody building a rocking chair, you know, it's getting a chair to rock perfectly.
Perfectly, yeah.
And usually the wood's really thin. How do they make it not fall apart? I think that type of appreciation of wood and the craftsmanship is amazing. Making a musical instrument, the wood is also very, very thin. So the craftsmanship is amazing, especially when they get into inlay.
Most of it is going to be in the town center, is that correct?
It's all going to be in the town center because humidity rules when it comes to wooden instruments that are of the value we're talking about. So it'll all be in the town center, although on Friday night we're having a free luthier jam. Mm-hmm. We have 9 luthiers signed up. There'll be a tent put up. The street's closed. The brewery is going to be open, so we're expecting that street to be packed. And, of course, it's free, and that goes from 5 to 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then 9 o'clock on Saturday, and it goes to 4:30, and 10 o'clock to 3:30 on Sunday.
Is the concert sold out?
The concert is not sold out, although that's kind of where I expect it to be about half, because a lot of people are coming from out of state. So we're about half sold out. We're looking forward to khaki floating in over the weekend, and it should be amazing, especially, you know, go online and look at khaki being played. That's the best way to understand.
I did that after we talked last time. My goodness.
Yes, she's amazing. And once again, she was Rolling Stone's first female guitar goddess. So she's really worth the chance to come see her because she doesn't tour very much. And she's on a 6-date tour right now. And we're the end final date on this tour that she's doing.
Oh, cool. Now that will be at the Parkway Playhouse.
That will be. You can actually buy them at the event that night, or you can just email Parkway, call them, charge your credit card. It's all there. They'll take good care of you.
So that will be going on. We don't want to leave that out. A lot of different activities.
Yes. I mean, I think the workshops are interesting. I mean, we have, like, everything from, like we said, beginning ukulele to we have how to clean and maintain your guitar. Even if somebody came to us and said, hey, I want to learn to something, give me 5 minutes, I'll put that together, and you can sit one-on-one with one of the luthiers, and they'll talk to you about, my neck needs to be reset. Of course, now that's not a chiropractor.
Started to say, so right. Mine, but another story.
And I think the friendliness and the openness you're going to find, and you'll also be amazed at some of the things you're going to think, why would they do that to a guitar? Why would the neck curve to the right? Or why would you do the frets at angles? Why is the sound hole over here and not, where's the circular sound hole?
Yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of changing, putting sound holes up on the side of the guitar. So even from a non-musician point, if you like art, this is art.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine art.
A lot of folks have gotten involved locally, and we appreciate them.
You know, it's amazing that we pretty much focused on our area for the support of the event, especially in a first-year event. I like to do that. You know, the first people to step up, of course, were the Chamber of Commerce here in Yancey County, and that really meant a lot to us that they were the first ones to sign up. Yeah. And one of my favorite clients, Costa Del Mar Sunglasses down in Florida, stepped right up, and there's going to be a huge silent auction, and in that auction are four pairs of their sunglasses, which start at about $250.
Cool.
The silent auction is going to take up three or four tables, and including some instruments that'll be up for this silent auction. Naming off all the businesses would take a while, but I would say more than half of the businesses in town are supporting us in one way or another, whether it was financially or they're feeding us or the musicians putting people up. It's just amazing how much Burnsville, the community, and the businesses have stepped up, and that says a lot about our community and how quickly they understood what we were trying to do, because we're committed to continuing this on.
Cost to get in?
It's $10 for the one day or $15 for both days. And at Parkway Playhouse, the tickets to get into Khaki King's concert are $35, and they're still available.
Okay. Well, that's great. I think no one should miss it. It sounds like it really is going to be something special.
Especially you.
I'm looking forward to it, and I know everyone is, and appreciate, you know, it started with a small seed germinated and suddenly became a really neat thing, and congratulations on your part. You're Johnny Appleseed. You just flipped the seed and watched it happen.
I was inspired by our community.
Well, that's really great. Thank you for coming and talking to us. Let's get together and tell a few more tales after this is all over with, because between the two of us, we can make up some tales, I know.
We could write a book, but they wouldn't release it.
Yeah, nobody would believe it. Thanks for stopping by to visit.
You're very welcome.
Our guest today, Chi Amon of the Mountain Acoustics Luthier Invitational this weekend in Burnsville. Chi, thanks for stopping by and visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.